You're listening to episode 6 of the Audacity to Lead podcast.
Looking to make the leap from potential to productive performance? Thinking of starting up with business, career, ministry, or your life tax? Join Dayo Samuel on the Audacity to Lead podcast as he shares tips, steps, and strategies to help you chart a compelling course for your life.
Well, welcome back to another episode of the Audacity to Lead podcast. This is the podcast dedicated to helping you make the leap from potential to productive performance. My goal is to help you become more focused with your life, more passionate with your life task, and more impactful with your influence. On this episode, I share with you how to deliver value, huge value, unique value, by asking right questions. And on the tip of the week, if you like me, you feel overwhelmed by the amount of emails you receive per day, this week tip of the week is for you. And that is a tiny tool inside your email you can use to unclutter your inbox. I'll share that with you shortly. For the announcement this week, last week, an episode of the podcast was not released because I was trying to work on the survey for the listeners, of this podcast. And so I have put together some questions in the form of a survey question. There are about 11 or 10 questions or thereabouts that I would like you to provide answers to for me so I can do better with this podcast. You can find the link to the survey questions on the show note of this episode. That is audacitytolead.com/06. I also appreciate that. And then just before I go into the feature segment of today, I also like to remind you, I also like to announce to you to join me on Sunday, 3 p.m. I'll invite you to join me on the Audacity to Lead Hangout on Twitter on Sunday, 3 p.m. West Central African Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. My handle is at I am Dayo Samuel. Now, for this feature segment for this week, how to deliver unique value by asking questions. Good leaders ask great questions. IBM founder Thomas J. Watson said, "The ability to ask right questions is more than half the battle of finding the answer." If you want to be successful and reach your leadership potential, you need to embrace asking questions as a lifestyle, because you only get answers to the questions you ask. If you remember on the last episode, that is episode 5, I shared with you 7 reasons why you should ask questions as a young leader. And if you remember, I said questions are everlasting and indispensable tools in search for understanding and growth and human development. Questions lead to discoveries. Questions shape the future. Only by asking questions can you find clarity. Asking questions give you the chance to create significant alignment and move forward, especially as you lead others. You can listen to all of that on episode 5, audacitytolead.com/episode 5. But this episode, this week, I want to focus on 3 questions to ask yourself so you can deliver unique value. There are just 3 of these questions. Number 1 talks about you. Number 2 talks about your audience, your congregation, or what Seth Godin will call your tribe. And number 3 talks about your solution, what you have or how you can deliver that solution. Now, here are they. Number 1 question is, what is my unique gift set? What is my unique gift set? Now, this is a distinctive edge. You are a combination of some gifts, talents, and abilities. There's possibly no one else who has exactly the same set of gifts, same experience, and same kind of background, or maybe even the same abilities as you have. Understanding this, therefore, what you do is embrace that uniqueness. What I mean is this. Let's say you're an athlete and you play the piano. Because being an athlete requires a level of discipline, you will find that you bring that same level of discipline to the piano, which someone else may not be bringing in. Now, why do I have to talk about this? This is because what you are gifted in often reveals the kind of leadership you are meant to exercise and your area or sphere of influence. Like I mentioned on episode 3, which can be found at audacitytolead.com/03, there are about 8 or 9 of these spheres of influence, and you will most likely find your gift in 1, 2, or 3 of them. Now, number 2 question. What do I offer that people need? Now, this one is a critical question you have to ask yourself, because sometimes it's like this. Because I can do something, you feel every other person is in need of that thing. But most of the time, this is it. What you can do does not necessarily mean what people are interested in getting solutions for. By the time you ask yourself that question, that what do I have to offer that people need, you begin to identify truly the things that people really need. The key to maximizing your time and effort is in asking the right questions. This has to do with identifying key opportunities you have, then pay attention and listen. Now, questions that you can ask could be, what can I do to help? What is it that those I want to reach need? I won't be able to get anywhere else unless I provide it. And another question you can ask is, who else can provide that thing? Now, by the time you ask those questions, what happens is you identify the opportunities you have. You identify the special abilities you have. Or let me say, you identify how you can come in and help. Now, number 3. What unique contributions do I make that will make people want to follow or listen to me? If you have anything to say or sell, you have to find a way to say or to sell it. And that specifically is what this model I want to share with you does. Now, copywriting has been found to be the way you present whatever it is you have to the people who need that thing. So, using Ray Edwards' pastor model of copywriting to deliver your unique contributions, you need to outline these things. You can write P-A-S-T-O-R. Now, where P stands for problem, what you do is you identify the problems that exist and pinpoint the ones you can solve either by your knowledge, skill, expertise, or gifting. And then A, amplify the problem. By sharing the problems you have the capacity to solve, there would be resonance created in those who have such problems and are looking for solutions. S, share a story around the solution. Have you solved the problem yourself? How did you solve it? Have you helped somebody else solve theirs? Or how can your followers solve their own problem? This is what you share with them. Now, T talks about transformation and testimony. Here, what you do is talk about the outcomes your follower can expect to get, the people who listen to you, what they can expect to get, the people who take you up on your offer, what they can expect to get. You are very definite with this. For example, this podcast is dedicated to helping you make the leap from potential to productive performance, which is a solution. Next is, by helping you become more focused with your life, more passionate with your life task, and more impactful with your influence, which is the transformation I sell. So for me, every time a young guy needs to focus his life so he can become more productive and influence a wider audience, I become the go-to guy. That's for T, transformation and testimony. Now, O, offer your solution and be bold about it. Now, this is where many people run away from. This is where many people turn their backs. I've come to discover that all fears stem from either I am not enough or I don't have enough. You have to offer your solution. You have to get it to them. You have to let them know you have that solution. Now, if you've been able to ask yourself these questions thus far, you see that you actually have what it takes. You have a solution that they can prefer to the problems you have outlined, the problems you have discovered. So you offer your solution and you have to be bold about it. Now, R is you must be responsive. You must accept response, and you must also offer insights. For example, I think I once said on this podcast that leadership is conversation and market is conversation. You have to make it a two-way dialogue, not just you offering something to them and not having a way to hear them back. So you have to create a model, an avenue for getting feedback from them. Now, why is it important that you identify your unique contributions? It's because when you come to the point where you can identify how you help people, where you come in and help people, it becomes more easy for people to find you, to follow you, and to listen to you. And that way, you come to deliver the unique value that you truly have. To end this feature segment, I would like you to know that number one reason people don't ask questions is the fear of appearing foolish. If you have listened to this podcast up to this point, you would have discovered that only when you ask questions that you can truly, actually deliver huge value. Like someone says, ignorance becomes stupidity when you stop asking questions. I encourage you today to step out and lead better by asking the right questions. I am Dio Samuel. Success begins with the audacity to lead. Now for the tip of the week. If like me, you feel overwhelmed by the amount of emails you receive per day, I have a tiny tip to share with you that can help you unclutter your life by uncluttering your email box. Now, these days we are overloaded with too much information. We are oversubscribed in so many ways. And the fun part is this, because we have so much information to receive, we hardly have time to implement the things we receive, the things we learn, the things we gather from such emails. Email subscriptions these days are kind of an epidemic. We pick them up like they're nothing, but then they clog our inboxes, our schedules, and our brains with more information that we can even process, maybe even have time to read or implement. Now, the tool I want to share with you is called the unsubscribe button, the unsubscribe link at the end of every email you receive. Now, if you scroll down to the end of your email, you find something like, to the end of every email you receive from anybody, especially when you opted in, at the end of the email you find something. I'm going to share with you like 3-4 steps to go about it. Now, list out a number of topics you love to learn about. Go to your email and check for the people who talk about those topics. Now, go over that list and see which of them you need to cancel your subscription from. Now, that's one thing I've been doing in the last 1 week. I've unsubscribed from about 10 to 15 places that I'm subscribed. What I've discovered is my passion has changed over time. I'm not so much interested in those things, those emails I receive from. I'm not so much interested in some emails I receive from certain organizations. And so I just thought, instead of cluttering my inbox with emails I don't read, I'm not even opening, why not just unsubscribe? And that's how I came about this. The reason why there's an opt-in form is because you can opt out. So you can unclutter your life by uncluttering your inbox today. I know this is a critical point in the life of this podcast. This is episode 6. But if you really don't like the stuff I'm sharing with you on this podcast, it's fine. You can also unsubscribe. See, the bottom line is that I want you to get the information and results that you want and need. And drowning under information overwhelm, information overload, isn't going to help you get there. So this is to your success. And hopefully, and hopefully you will receive my next message if you don't unsubscribe from my list. Thank you. So, my thank you of the week goes to Colette Kenneth Kay, who was my guest on the Audacity to Lead Student Hangout on Sunday. Colette Kenneth can be found at Colette Kenneth Kay on Twitter. And finally, I want to make a specific demand from you today. Please, I've put together a number of questions that I would like you to provide answers to for me on this podcast. I've put together a survey for Audacity to Lead listeners and readers and blog readers. You can find the link to that survey on the show note of this episode, audacitytolead.com/06. And please try as much as you can, help me provide answers to those questions. They help me become more focused with the kind of content, with the kind of stuff I'll be sharing with you from now. And maybe from next week, I'll begin to share the results of the survey with you. I want to say thank you for joining me on this episode. I see you again on the next episode when I bring to you something fresh again. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Audacity to Lead podcast. We believe you've been inspired and greatly challenged to step out and lead with more influence and impact. Till next Tuesday, when we bring you another episode of the podcast. For more resources, visit audacitytolead.com.